is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, yes, Jack Wagons. Brad the Noise Evans here, joined by the good star, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. We got to have some action down in SoFlo tonight. Game 4 of the NBA Finals. We got Nuggets. We got Heat. We're going to get to some of the selections in that contest here in a moment. But
are you in a cave?
No, I'm in an interrogation room. I come to the United Center every single week.
Why is it so dark in there?
It's dark, it's white, and the lighting is very dim. And it's good for me because I'm a vampire, so I don't mind it.
I don't know what's going on in that room, but it kind of looks like you've got the lights turned down because there might be some nefarious actions taking place.
Well, there might be some Jodeci in the background, so pay no attention to what is going on beneath
there's an intern under the desk.
We got up aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, and maybe the intern is driving it. The favorite wagers in the longer odds realm of plus 100, even money or greater, available on the docket tonight could be related to the NBA Finals match of tonight in Miami, could be related to Major League Baseball, or maybe somewhere else. Lundy, please place one on the silver platter because I'm busy right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, this one kind of gets me a little. I'm never a fan of people on social media or headlines, Brad, that say the wrong team is favored, right? Like you always like, I'm sorry.
Oh, folks, yeah.
These guys that make the odds know exactly what they're doing. That said, I think I found one that I like just because if you can give me plus 150 on the money line, I'm taking the Cincinnati Reds on the road against St. Louis because right now, the Cardinals suck eggs, okay? This team is bad. Folks, if you have not been paying attention, here's the two stats, and here's why I'm on Cincinnati Moneyline plus 150. That, by the way, is the best odds in the business over at Caesars right now. Two big reasons why. First and foremost, St. Louis is 4-9 in their last 13 games, and those four wins, they didn't score more than two runs in any of those four wins, folks. That includes the 1-0 victory that they had yesterday, thanks to a Burleson home run in like the eighth inning. They only had four hits. Arenado had two of them, and they still managed to somehow win that game. So this St. Louis team has problems. I know they're going back home, and they'll be under the arch, but at the same time, I don't trust them. The other reason why I'm going with Cincinnati, St. Louis is 0-10 in Jordan Montgomery's last 10 starts.
Wow.
0-10 with Montgomery starting on the bump. So you put all of that together. I don't like to try to question too much with the odds makers because all they do is turn around and take my money from me, as you well know. But if I can take Cincinnati at plus 150 straight up to beat St. Louis, I'm going to go with it. I will let you know this in case you want to maybe parlay or you want to get creative. You can take Cincinnati on the run line plus 1.5, and you can get that at minus 130. So if you just want to play that it's going to be close, you could go that route. But I'm calling for the Redlegs to pick up the straight up upset against the Cards.
Yeah, and you're going to hear a name from the Redlegs a little bit later on in the podcast as well. Staying on the plus bus of my selection tonight, Shohei Ohtani. I need you to get the dub against the Seattle Mariners there at home in Los Angeles. Plus 150 as well, so get seduced by that juice at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you look at the Angels, they are the favorites. They're on the money line in this game at a low minus 100. So why not seek the value out on Ohtani? And I think it's extraordinary, to be honest with you. And here are the reasons why. I know Ohtani is has one win in his last six starts, but that's the only win he has had since April. He's got five wins on the season. He's going against Luis Castillo. And Castillo on the road this season, a 3.91 ERA. And on top of that, the Mariners haven't exactly played at a bunch of dudes here of late. Over the last couple of weeks, they are number 26 in Major League Baseball in total runs scored. Look at Ohtani's advanced analytics, 12 plus K per nine, a sparkling 32.9 call plus swinging strike percentage. He's going to miss bats. He's finally going to get the run support he richly deserves, and he scores the win in the end. Again, plus 150. They're at DraftKings with those two bets already on the board. Let's get after it on this Freaky Friday with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's go to Lundy's neck of the woods. I know everybody is Nuggets-minded, and we're going to get to some selections in that game four matchup. But my mind is also in Colorado on Manny Machado. He's a macho, macho, macho man. He's going to get an RBI tonight in the Denver area there at Coors Field. Minus 110. Available at BetMGM. Pretty rare that you see minus odds attached to an RBI prop, but it's understandable because Manny Machado has had quite the career at Coors Field, batting .304 lifetime with an .888 OPS, 19 extra base hits in 43 games, and he's going against Austin Gomber. Now, he's only 4 for 21 lifetime against Gomber, but Gomber far from glorious and what he has done on the mound this season, giving up a staggering 44.2% hard hit rate, one of the worst in baseball. And not only that, but you look at Machado against southpaws, which Gomber is this season. He's batting robust, .388. Does not have an RBI. So far in the month of June, he is overdue. He collects one on the board at least tonight. So Manny Machado over half an RBI in Coors against the Rockies, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, I like the over in the game, which is set at a flat 11 right now. So if I like the over, Machado is more than likely going to be part of it. Gomber, it's all in his name, isn't it? I mean, he's got kind of a goober name.
Goomba. Gomber. You know those guys used to smush in Super Mario Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gomber. It just doesn't, I don't know. It just doesn't really roll off the tongue. Like Shohei Ohtani. You know, like that Austin Gomber doesn't really like strike fear in the heart of the opposing dugout. And really, frankly, neither do any of the starting pitchers for the entire Colorado Rockies organization. And I'm including like short season A ball in that conversation. So, yes, take Machado to get. I know he's got he doesn't have the history against Gomber, but he's got it at Coors Field. That ball is going to be flying. One swing of the bat, it's gone. He gets an RBI.
Snap into a Slim Jim with the Macho Man from San Diego.
Number four.
Numero cuatro, the countdown today. Staying on the diamond, let's go with the Diamondbacks. Minus a half a run on that run line for the first five innings in their matchup on the road against the Washington Nationals. It was smoked out yesterday. Unbelievable conditions impacting parts of the country, especially in the Northeast. If you saw kind of the apocalyptic pictures off the George Washington Bridge a couple of days ago in New York, frightening stuff, foreboding stuff, to say the least, and a kind of a familiar feeling for those of us that lived in the Mountain West back in the day. Me, hand firmly raised, Lundy being there right now, though he's experiencing a lot of gully washers in the Denver area. But regardless, Arizona is going to have a lead at the end of five innings against the Nats, and it's even money, plus 100 there at BetMGM. Why am I so confident in this wager? Well, you look at Arizona in their last 10 games, 8-2 on the run line over the first five during that stretch, and 36-26 on the entire season on first five run lines. Washington, really the polar opposite, 3-7 their last 10 games against the run line, and 20-31 on the year. You look at the pitchers going toe-to-toe in this one. You got Merrill Kelly going up against Josiah Gray, and that is very important because Kelly has been outstanding to start games. First and second time through the order, Lundy, a combined 1.93 ERA. That is sensational. Josiah Gray, not nearly in the same territory vicinity. 4.63 ERA, first and second combined through the batting order. Washington, too, struggling to plate a bunch of dudes here late. And then number 21 on the season in first five runs scored per game. Arizona, number six in first five runs scored per game in Major League Baseball. So following the trends, following the fact that Arizona has usually hot bats to start games, following the fact, too, that Merrill Kelly has been magnificent early in contests, unlike Josiah Gray, it leads me to one conclusion, and one conclusion only. Arizona minus a half on the run line, first five innings, just have a lead, plus 100 at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
Brad, I know you're in a dark room. I know you're slightly distracted, but Arizona is playing Detroit. They're not playing Washington.
Oh, I had Washington written down.
Now
that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. That was postponed. Merrill Kelly is on the bump, and they're taking on Detroit in Detroit. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to follow just because sometimes a squirrel finds a nut. You know what I'm saying? And so I was sitting here because I'd been looking at a couple of batter props and thinking of, and I'm like, the whole time you're talking, I'm going back and I'm going, they're playing Detroit, I think.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I had notes written down for yesterday.
But the best part was you were on a roll and you were basically Belushi. The Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. Forget it. He's rolling. I was just going to let you keep going and have fun. But I'll tell you what, with the way Merrill Kelly has been pitching, you're on to it with the first five. So you know what? I'll go with you. I will take those odds that you've got for me at BetMGM, and I'll roll with you just because I've been in a medicine-induced haze, as you know, fighting off this sinus crap that's been living in my head for the last 5 days. So I kind of know the feeling.
I'm a giant boob. I'm a murky and foggy idiot. Well, I do too, but yes, I apologize for playing Detroit. I had those notes written down yesterday, and like a moron, I did not update them this morning. The Diamondbacks are going up against Michael Lorenzen, and just give you some more background and some context. The Tigers are 30-30 on run lines through the first five innings this season, and 5-5 in their last 10. Regardless, forget what every argument I said was. Just take Arizona first five to cover the damn run line at even money.
Number three.
All right. To try to march on.
Miami playing Denver? Hold on a minute. Let's double check.
I think so. We're going to switch sports because I do know there's only two teams left in the NBA playoffs. So I could whittle that list down very easily. The Heat taking on the Nuggets. Game four there in SoFlo. And I'm going to go with an SGP on this one. Give me Miami on the alt spread of plus 10.5. And I'm going to uncorrelate, unsynergize, and not bring it all together. I did that last time on SGP in game number three. It hit with Jimmy Butler in the alt line on Denver. So on this alt line with Miami, I'm going to take Nikola Jokic. Give me 3-1-3 made minus 110 there at BetMGM. I know the Heat have lost a couple of games in this series by 11 points and by 15 points. So even on this alt spread, they failed to cover, but their backs are very much against the wall. They're going to rise defensively. They're going to be highly competitive. I'm not sure they're going to win this game, but they're going to keep it within somewhat of a striking distance, under 10 points in the end. I have no other sound reasoning, just a gut feeling that Miami will show up on the defensive side and offensively as well to keep this one a little bit nip and tuck. Meanwhile, with Jokic, he has done this in 14 of 17 postseason games. He's shooting a ridiculous 47% from distance and 44.4% in this series. Miami giving up 11.7 opponent three-pointers made per game. So I think the trend will be thy friend. To recap, and thank God I'm talking round ball instead of rawhide, SGP, Miami, alt spread, plus 10.5. Nikola Jokic, one or more made threes, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
I'm going to fade only because I actually don't trust Miami down the stretch in this one. I think Denver showed us something. I think they showed the ability to pull away. I'm not expecting the same kind of game out of Christian Brown that we saw in game three. That was absolutely ridiculous. My wife,
Was excited because he's a KU fan.
Well, here's the problem, Brad. I actually, to peel the curtain back and tell everybody, obviously my wife is a Jayhawk. We've talked about this before. So we're watching the game at a local watering hole, a place you and I have been many times, the View House. She's wearing a Christian Brown jersey, first of all, because she went out and got one. But the other thing you have to understand is that my 15-year-old daughter has a massive crush on Christian.
Oh,
I mean, a massive crush. So I am surrounded by Christian Brown love, which was just exploding like Mount Vesuvius the action of game three on Wednesday night. I don't think that's going to happen again for Brown, but I'm not sure that Denver doesn't put their foot on their throats and pull away. So with that in mind, I like in terms of a leg for the SGP, I like Jokic with the three. You already talked about the fact that in the postseason, he's only not done it three times. It's been happening consistently for him. I think I probably would rather bump this up and get to Miami with maybe another 4 or 5 points and throw another leg in here by the time it's all done. So I'm going to fade this particular one. I like the leg with the threes. I'm a little bit worried about Denver, you know, trying to exert some muscle on Miami tonight.
Hey, Heat, don't fall asleep at the wheel. Be competitive, you jackasses.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Sick of the game for the NBA Finals. Give me the under on Jimmy Butler, 6.5 rebounds, -125 there at DraftKings. In this series, he's gone 7-4-2, so under in 2-3. In the postseason, he's been over this number 11 times. Here's the biggest issues. Number one, Denver has been dynamite on the glass, whether offensively or defensively, really sealing off and boxing guys out. They have allowed the fewest opponent rebounds per game this NBA postseason. That's 37.9. And on top of that, they've been dynamite offensively. They're shooting close to 50% in the postseason from the floor. So when you don't miss shots, that doesn't lend yourself to rebounding opportunities. And Butler really hasn't gotten after it on the glass anyway. So pulling it all together, again, Jimmy Butler under 6.5 rebounds yet again this series, -125 at DraftKings. Lundy, Vader, follow.
In contradiction to what I said a second ago, if Miami can keep this close, it's going to be because playoff Jimmy shows up. And if that happens, he's going over this number. So I'm going to fade you. If it happens, I think, look, in the three games in the series so far, he's only gone over, and that was in game one. He had 7 in game one. Since then, he's had 6 combined rebounds in the last two games. So you're exactly right. The Nuggets have kept him off the boards, but playoff Jimmy is real. Okay. Just like playoff Jamal is real. And we saw that in game three when he had the triple double. Playoff Jimmy is real. And if he's going to do it, it'll happen tonight. And I think part of the reason it'll happen is because he's trying to get in there and body up for some boards, try to keep Aaron Gordon out of the way, try to keep MPJ out of the way. Cause right now the only thing MPJ can do is get a rebound. So put all of that together. I'm not rolling with you with this one. As good as Denver has been, if you have any belief at all in Miami tonight, I got to fade this number.
Butler on the boards, I say, hell no, just get after it. Bam Adebayo and block your own dude out.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Fade 5 pod today, and it's my top play in the NBA tonight. It is a two-leg parlay, -105 juice there, constructed this at BetMGM. I just need one, just one, 3 from Bruce Brown, and sick of with that theme, but doubling up the number, give me Jamal Murray, 2+3s, again, -105 there at BetMGM. You look at Bruce Brown, he is really skewered this zone defense in Miami runs on the entire season, including the pair of regular season matchups. He's 9-for-21 from distance against the Heat. That is a 42.6% rate. He has gone over in all 5 games, including those pair of regular season matchups. And you look at Miami, they've given up 11.7 opponent 3-pointers made per game. Meanwhile, Jamal Murray, everybody knows, he's been utterly sensational here in this playoff run and really in this series. Had a triple-double last game out, which was off the charts ridiculous. He has hit at least two threes in 13 of 17 postseason games in all three games of this series so far, netting 38.1% overall from beyond the arc. And again, I mentioned Miami close to 12 three-pointers made allowed. So Murray may get this in the fourth quarter. That's when he usually shows up. Although the last game, he had a really hot start in the first quarter. And Bruce Brown will get a three eventually. The Nuggets passing with Jokic, just too much of a liability defensively, really stretches Miami. So these guys got to hit their open threes in this game. And I feel very confident this ticket cashes. Lundy, fade or follow. Bruce Brown, one or more made threes. Jamal Murray, two or more made threes. Minus 105 at BetMGM.
So I follow on this one. And Brad, if you want to have some fun, I'm in agreement with you on Jokic getting his 1-3. If you add that leg to this, it turns into plus 170.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
I just want to throw that out there for you because you and I are both in agreement. You and I are both in agreement that Nikola is going to do it. So if Nikola hits one, Bruce Brown hits one, and Jamal hits two over at DraftKings, that is a plus 170. So a nice little extra boost if you want to combine the last couple of props we've been talking about here in this game in terms of made threes. We've already given you all the arguments why. I just wanted to throw out there that if you want to juice this one up a little bit, or if you've got like an SGP boost at one of your favorite books that you want to use, folks, this is an example of one that you could do. If you're sitting on like a 25% boost or something like that, this wouldn't be a bad one if you throw Jokic in there to throw that 25% boost on. So I'll just share that with you real quick.
Oh, I love it. All right. You know what I also love? Bet is time. What other bets you got on the board tonight, amigo?
Let's roll with a couple of them. First of all, on Wednesday, I gave you plus 310 on a home run for Yordan Alvarez, and that hit. So let me go back to that well for another home run, and we are going to do so with Marcus Semien of your Texas Rangers on the road against the Rays. Here's the truth, folks. I am, when I do baseball betting, every now and then I do a thing called All In, which is where I'm all in on a guy. And so the idea is I have a bet on him for a home run. I have a bet on him for total bases. I have a bet for an RBI. I've got a bet for HRR, hits plus RBI plus runs. When I go all in on somebody, that's what I'm referring to. And I'm doing that tonight with Marcus Semien. His home run, by the way, plus 550 tonight against Tyler Glasnow of Tampa. Here's part of the reason why. Not a huge sample size against Glasnow, who's only given up one home run this season. However, he's only had two games this season. That's why he's only given up one home run. But in his lifetime, Semien is 4-for-6, and all four hits are extra bases. He has two home runs, a triple, and a double against Glasnow.
Baby.
So four hits. All of them are extra bases. So I've got a bet on him. Like I said, I'm all in, but the bet on the home run is plus 550. If you want to dial it down a notch, total bases over at DraftKings plus 140. Even if you just wanted to do total bases, you're getting really solid numbers at the plus 140. Let me stick in Major League Baseball. Have a three-leg hit prop for you. So all of these guys just need to get a hit for us. Paul Goldschmidt, who's got a 455 lifetime average against Lively. Give me a hit for him. Give me Ryan McMahon. I already told you that I think this game at Coors tonight is going to hit the over. And if so, I think Ryan McMahon's going to be a part of it. He's batting 310 in the month of June, by the way. So I just need a hit out of McMahon, 292 lifetime against Yu Darvish. And then throw in Kiki Hernandez, shall we? Of the Boston Red Sox, he's got a 421 lifetime average against Garrett Cole. So again, to recap, a hit for Goldschmidt, a hit for Ryan McMahon, a hit for Kiki Hernandez. Put all of that together over at Caesars, plus 216 on that three-leg parlay. And finally, one more in the NBA for you tonight. Brad, let's drop some dimes, shall we? This is all assists all the time. Give me Bam Adebayo for three. Give me Kyle Lowry for three. Give me Jokic for eight. Give me Jamal Murray for six. Bam three, Lowry three, Jokic eight, Jamal six. Put it together at DK plus 60. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, that is a sexy wager, I might have to tell you on that one. Let's work at a little Team Huevos parlay play in NBA Finals game number 4. Give me Nikola Jokic, 11-plus rebounds. Give me Jamal Murray, 6-plus assists. Give me Gabe Vincent, a bounce-back effort, 10 or more points. And Kevin Love-a-Dub-Dub, I need 1-3 from the Graybeard, plus 195 at DraftKings. Give it a little bit of context here. Jokic has registered at least 11 rebounds and 13 to 17 postseason games. Meanwhile, you look at Jamal Murray. He's gone 10, 10, and 10 in the dimes category. He has been quite the distributor in this series. I think you're going to see him go for at least 6 once again tonight. Gabe Benson, yeah, he had that clunker last time out, but he had 15 and 23 in games 1 and 2. He's still shooting 47.2% in this series and has scored at least 10 points in 7 of his last 9 postseason matchups. And then finally, Kevin Love, the ancient one, and looking quite petrified out there with all those gray hairs coursing through his wonderful mop on his head. He's hit at least a 3 and 4 of his last 5. He's 4 for 11 from downtown in the series and in the postseason, shooting 36.7%. So plus 195. Jokic 11-plus boards. Murray 6-plus assists. Gabe Vincent 10 or more points. Love with that 1 made 3. Team Huevos parlay play numero dos. Let's do it. And in Major League Baseball, only a 2-legger. So maybe only 1 Wavo on this one, but I like Merrill Kelly, who I just found out is playing Detroit and not Washington, if you listen to the podcast all the way through. I like him to get at least 17.5 outs against Detroit, and then I also like Andrew Heaney of the Texas Rangers over 1.5 walks against the Rays, plus 127 on that. At DraftKings, give me some background on Kelly. He's gone at least 6 innings and 9 of 12 starts. He's got a magnificent 1.63 road ERA this season. And you look at Detroit, number 28 in total runs scored here the last couple of weeks. I think he'll survive to at least 18 outs. And then meanwhile, with Heaney of the Rangers, he has issued a couple of free passes and 9 of 11 starts, the 3.88 walks per 9 mark. His call plus swing strike rate way down compared to last year, 7%. He has sliced off of that mark. And you look at the Rays over the last couple of weeks, number 13 in walks percentage. So again, Merrill Kelly over 17.5 outs, Andrew Heaney over 1.5 walks, plus 127 there at DraftKings. And I got one more play for you before we bounce. In Major League Baseball, I teased this. We were talking Cincinnati Reds at the top. On this 2-leg, I just need a hit from each of these guys, both young, dynamic switch hitters. Ellie De La Cruz, who has been marvelous since his call-up a couple of nights ago. I need a hit from him. And Adley Rutschman. Rush, you didn't think I would drop Paula Abdul, did you, on this program? I just need a hit from him and his matchup against Kansas City. De La Cruz taking on St. Louis. He's got a hit in all 3 games so far in his MLB career. 4 for 13, specifically with a home run and a double, and 3 for 10 as a right-handed hitter against left-handed pitching. I know it's a small sample size, but the dude just flat out rakes. That's why he's one of the top prospects in Major League Baseball. And Jordan Montgomery this season, a 5.74 home ERA. It's not where his heart or his numbers
are. I told you he sucks. I told you. They're 0-10 in his last 10 starts. Pick on Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah, good, I mean, God. And De La Cruz, man, that's some heavy lumber that he is wielding. Meanwhile, a Rutschman doing the same. As a switch hitter, 297 versus left-handed pitching as a right-handed hitter. And he's going to be exactly that against Daniel Lynch, who is a southpaw, who is 2 for 3 against lifetime. Lynch this season has pitched well. He's got a decent 36.7 hard hit percentage, 11-plus K per 9, but a 4.36 ERA overall. Rutschman gets a hit. De La Cruz gets a hit. Both those guys do exactly that, plus 107 at DraftKings Sportsbook. I am out of time. I am out of breath, and I am out of brain power because I'm still can't believe that I didn't realize that Arizona was playing Detroit and not Washington. We are done here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you? And please give me a one-star review, but give Lundy all five stars when you do. Make it specific. I don't know if you can do that, or at least comment on it. I can fight or follow our picks as well on the Twitter. Check out Nate Lundy at Nate Lundy and my selections at Noisy Huevos. For the esteemed and mighty handsome gentleman, Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.